Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down at the Roundtable. To remind you a little bit about our NICE project. Our NICE project is always based upon classic literature. There's always going to be unavoidable issues that come with the study of literature with intolerance, prejudice, discrimination, racism, gender bias, domestic abuse, as well as problematic social inequalities due to the class systems and patriarchal dominance. Our project's goals are to breathe new life into the classics by encouraging critical thinking, in-depth discussions of themes and issues in the work selected, and to invite you to experiment with your creativity. With these goals in mind, we'll do our best to discuss any unpleasant and discomforting aspects of our book choices with understanding the cultural context of the times in which they were written and the periods in which the stories are set, and a consciousness of how these books relate to today. The books we're studying this year are Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell, Dracula by Bram Stoker, Little Women by Louisa May Alcott, and Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte.
To further our little recap a little bit, we've already discussed racism, prejudice, intolerance, and discrimination in all four of our selected books, and we've looked at structure and its impact in each book. Now we turn to relationships and romance. Yay! But take note, audience, romance and relationships in these four books is going to include problematic depictions of gender bias, patriarchal systems, racial and ethnic discrimination, and really unpleasant things continue in that theme with rape and domestic violence. So we're going to be looking closely in our next few podcast episodes at all of these elements as we look at romance and sex and sexuality, gender norms, domestic abuse, and the various romantic and friendship pairings in all four books. I think it probably goes without saying, but we're going to say it anyway, that we'll be dedicating a lot of time to Scarlett O'Hara and Rhett Butler and Rochester and Jane Eyre. Sarah E., we both feel like these are epic couples. They are not necessarily great couples in a lot of ways, and we feel like they need a lot of airtime in our episodes. You had given us some questions to ask ourselves. Are Rhett and Rochester abusers? Are they victims? Are they gaslighters? Are they brooding heroes? And so we want to invite everybody to explore these themes with us today and in our episodes that are upcoming and in our workshop coming up on Saturday, August 29th. That's the day that we're going to have three Zoom sessions of 40 minutes each at 1, 2, and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, all on August 29th, and we're going to talk about different aspects of relationships and romances in our four books. So anyone who's interested can email us at info@cearts.org, and we will send you the information for joining us in the Zoom sessions.
So, I want to reiterate that invitation to everybody.
Yes.
And if you love these books, if you hate these books, if you forgot everything you ever knew about these
if
books.
If you never ever read these books, yeah.
Right. We still want you because everybody's going to have an opinion about what makes a good literary couple. So
exactly.
There will be space for your opinion.
Exactly. Here. And even if you've only seen TV or film adaptations, that's still relevant because most of them follow the stories at least somewhat. Everybody's welcome to join us. Before we get started comparing and contrasting some of our actual characters, I did want to refresh a little bit about Gone with the Wind, because I think we're going to start out looking at Rochester and Rhett, maybe. I'm not sure, but I want to recap a little bit about the time period and the ages of the characters in Gone with the Wind. The time period of the book is this, right before the Civil War, and Reconstruction. And historically, that time period was 1861 to 1877. And the book covers about 10 years of that time period that is Scarlett's life, within the time period. She's 16 years old when the book starts in April of 1861. On the very first page of the book, her possible BFF, Melanie Hamilton, is 17 years old at the beginning of the story. The men in the county that are potential husbands for all these young girls, young women, are typically about 7 years older than Scarlett and Melanie and the rest of the girls. For example, Ashley Wilkes is in his early 20s at the 12 Oaks Barbecue at the beginning of the book. Rhett Butler, we know, was born in 1828, so he's 33 years old when he meets 16-year-old Scarlett at the barbecue. Creepy! At the end of the book, it's early January 1872, and Scarlett is 26 years old. And I think it's just important because we're going to talk about the ages of all the characters in all of our books. But I think because Gone with the Wind is such a visual with the movie, it's so such a visual thing. And the age difference is not so clear when you're looking at Vivian Leigh and Clark Gable and Olivia de Havilland and Leslie Howard. So I did want to just reiterate their ages are way different.
Right. And as I was reading Gone with the Wind recently, yeah, I was struck too with, hey, there's this big age difference in our hero and heroine. I'm like, that is a lot like Jane Eyre and Rochester and Jane, because he's mid-30s and she is 18, 19 at the beginning of the book. Right. Well, the beginning of the romantic part of the book.
Yeah, right, when she's in his household, yeah.
Right. And so that just made me start to compare and contrast those characters of Rhett Butler and Rochester. So let's start there.
Yes, let's do, because first of all, isn't it fun to start with some men? Usually we're so feminine-oriented, but, you know, and we still are, as you will see in our discussion of these men. But let's start with that, and then we'll get to listing out some of the other male characters in all four of our books and discuss various relationships with the women in the books that they have and some of the issues within those relationships. So Little Women, Dracula, that will come later. Today we're going to focus mostly on, and I say today, but this could be like two episodes of our podcast. But however many episodes it takes, we're going to focus a little bit more on the Gone with the Wind and Jane Eyre main characters. And I also should say that some of the relationships that we talk about might not be romances per se or romantic, but they are important in the stories as far as plot lines and storytelling. Join us next time as we continue our discussion in our four nice books, Jane Eyre, Gone with the Wind, Little Women, and Dracula. This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.